Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 22 weeks. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
What is happening to me?
Gotti Elcon.
Deuces.
And Adam Conway.
Not the mama. Again.
Again.
Supposedly this week there's a theme of dinosaurs because everybody cried at the series ender for that.
Killed everyone. Who the hell would have thought it? Dinosaurs.
Do you really wish they lived forever? Because that would be bad for
I saw humans. Jesus riding a damn dinosaur.
I was more of a dinosaur fan myself, but...
Dinosaurs.
Well, speaking of TV, if you remember, if you've listened to our past 22 episodes, we formed a...
There's one of you out there.
A bracket.
Thank you, Chris Gore.
Form of...
an NCAA tournament-style bracket. And we did it on famous movie directors last time. And who won? Spielberg.
Heated debate about Danny Boyle.
Well, it's a new year, so we have a new bracket idea. Cool. And our bracket idea is the best television shows ever from the 90s through current.
Boom. Ooh.
So for the 90s through current, we have them split into two regions. We have comedy TV series and we have drama TV series. So we're going to list off the 64 picks for you now, and then over the next several weeks, we will narrow them down in a tournament-style fashion.
So, and this list is not in order?
There's no order yet. We will have the order next time for you, but these are our picks. And trust me, we had about 60 to 70 picks for drama and 60 to 70 picks for comedy. It was very difficult. We have just gone through all of them and narrowed them down to 32 each.
Pretty quickly, by the way.
So if you don't hear your favorite TV show, trust us. We definitely talked about it. And here are our picks for comedy. Eastbound and Down, Simpsons, Futurama, Workaholics, Arrested Development, Party Down, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, South Park, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The Cosby Show, Scrubs, The Office, the American one, not the BBC one, Children's Hospital, Freaks and Geeks, The State, Spaced, Mr. Show, MST3K, Chappelle Show, Parks and Rec, Larry Sanders, 30 Rock, Veep, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Beavis and Butthead, Louie, Mr. Bean, Archer, Saturday Night Live, How I Met Your Mother, and House of Lies. Now, if you didn't hear your picks on there, we really had a tough time X-ing out Kids in the Hall, Veronica Mars, Frasier, Cheers, Venture Brothers, Aqua Teen, the IT Crowd. We all had a tough time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we all discussed it, and those will be the picks. So it'll be best TV show for comedy. It's going to be a difficult list coming down to, I bet, Sweet 16 and Elite 8.
There isn't a bad bracket. Like, we kind of had the genre was kind of lagging in directors. I think both these sides are pretty solid all the way through.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. All right, so on to the drama side. It's the same thing with the comedy side. But the dramas are as The Wire, 6 Feet Under, Twin Peaks, House, The Shield, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Luther, Doctor Who, The Sopranos, Dexter, Lost, Battlestar Galactica, X-Files, West Wing, Star Trek The Next Generation, The Wonder Years, Shameless, Hannibal, Boardwalk Empire, Weeds, Gilmore Girls, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Downton Abbey, Rescue Me, Firefly, Orphan Black, 24, Homeland, House of Cards.
Can I make an appeal for Quantum Leap?
Do you want to make an appeal for Quantum Leap?
I'm just throwing that out there.
What would you take off?
How about a live twist?
Did you say Weeds?
I did say Weeds.
Ugh. I don't mind Weeds.
I like Weeds.
I like
this.
Weeds.
Wouldn't it be considered a comedy, though?
No, well, I asked that when we were doing that, and they said it was a drama.
Okay.
Is there anything I can replace Quantum Leap with over?
God.
The State would be the only one.
But The State's in comedy.
Oh, damn.
It's tough.
Yeah, I think Quantum
Leap. What about Weeds? Can you replace Weeds with it?
I like Weeds. I think Weeds is unique. It's Kenji. It's a woman. I don't want to knock her off.
24?
I didn't like 24.
So good, though. There was like a season where it wasn't
good. I could drop Homeland because we have 24 and then slip in Quantum Leap and have my childhood.
I would agree with that completely.
I can take off Homeland for Quantum Leap.
Yes, let's do that. We're
let's
making
do that
this
alive.
Okay, live.
An addendum.
Whoa.
We talked ourselves out of Homeland. Sorry, ladies.
Homeland is out. Quantum Leap is in. That needs,
Claire Danes, Sleeping with Terrorists is out, unfortunately.
That needs to be like a t-shirt of some sort. It's like Homeland out, Quantum Leap in.
Sorry, Enigma Montoya.
So that is our bracket. That's our new TV show bracket. 32 on each. on each region. We will be narrowing these down. It's going to get heated and angry.
Yes.
Blood will be shed. Lives will be lost, like last time.
And these will be randomized into the bracket, so we don't know what's going to go up against what.
Correct. Yeah, we are going to have somebody that's not part of the podcast.
Kind of
every
like the
week.
Oscars have an independent outside.
They're going to rank these.
PricewaterhouseCoopers.
We have our Pricewaterhouse.
We hired an accounting firm.
And let's make sure like we don't X out things this time in spite of people. Like
definitely a lot of spite, Ryan. Sorry.
I don't think that'll happen because I think there's too competition.
Y'all mixed out Kubrick solely to fuck with me.
Yeah. What's your favorite show, Brian? Brian, what's your favorite show on that list?
What's your favorite show?
It's already off. Whatever it is.
Tell you.
I know.
But yeah, we'll have a new bracket for you to fill out and play along with us, so keep tuned in, and we will be back with the first round elimination.
Now.
It's a baby.